Amen. Ain't God good? Amen. All right. What we're going to do here is we want to go over here speaking in tongues. All right. It's just, you know, it's not just another language, but it does have a purpose. Amen. There's a purpose for the actual language of speaking in tongues. Now, we're going to see what the Bible has to say. Amen. And not religion. And it's not a question of whether speaking in tongues are for believers today or not, because the Bible is very clear on that. Amen. The scriptures plainly say that his people, and that's the key, his people will speak in tongues. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is alive, and he is well, doing well, very well. Amen. But however, there's only one thing that actually keeps and limits the Holy Spirit from moving, and that's unbelief. Amen. So many times, you know, throughout religion, the Holy Spirit is limited in what he can do because religion will not allow certain things to take place. And there's a reason why religion doesn't allow certain things to take place. The reason why religion doesn't allow certain things of what the Bible says to take place is because religion can't produce the power of God. So it has to do away with the power of God in order to make itself feel more comfortable. Am I making any sense? Hallelujah. But we are believers and we do what the Bible says. Amen. So not only you here is going to be hearing this, but, you know, many other people are going to be hearing this. And as a matter of fact, watching this. Some of the saints are enjoying that rather than getting an MP3 messages sent to them, that they're actually getting DVDs sent to them. So it's kind of like them being right here in service with us, and we bless the name of Jesus for that. Brother Shane's doing a wonderful job, with the videos and the editing of it. And so we bless the name of Jesus for Brother Shane, amen, committing his time to do that to make sure that the ministry is able to go forth in another manner than the traditional way. Amen? Hallelujah. So I'm going to be talking about speaking in tongues tonight, but I'm actually going to be talking about speaking in tongues coming from the advanced side. But that's not to say that if you never have, or if you have never received, or if you've had the Holy Spirit for only a few years, that you're not going to benefit from what's being said tonight, because actually it's going to help everybody here tonight. Because that's one thing about the Holy Spirit, you know, he's able to reach everybody at their level of understanding. What I did was take the liberty to be able to, I'll tell you what I did. I took the liberty to actually make copies of all the scriptures that we're going to be using here tonight and to give them to you, so that for the sake of time, we don't have to sit and wait on you to get to the Bible scriptures themselves. Amen. Now, however, as normal, I always ask you that even though you have those right there in front of you, you need to go home. You need to open up your book. I don't need an extra copy. You need to go home. You need to open up your books, and you need to make sure that you check behind me that those scriptures say what they're supposed to say. Now, I understand that you know that I'm not going to mislead you or deceive you and all that, but still, nevertheless, the Bible says, let no man deceive you. Amen? And I'm fallible and flawed. Hallelujah. I don't mean that I want to be or that I try to be, but I am subject to make mistakes. Amen? Amen. So I want everybody to check up, always behind, and prove everything that is being said, because the scriptures does say prove all things and then hold fast to that which is good. And if we're able to prove exactly what the Bible says and we can lay a hold of that and take a hold of that, can you imagine what kind of people we'd be and where we should be at? But this teaching here tonight is going to help a lot of people, especially those who have been, let's say those who have had the Holy Spirit over 10 years. All right, so it's really going to benefit you. But it's also, again, going to benefit everybody across the board. Hallelujah. So we're going to make sure we're not going to leave anybody out. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you have a new, or if you're new to understanding speaking in tongues and the scriptural experience of actually speaking in tongues, it's important for you to know what the Bible says, because people will tell you all different types of opinions. And, of course, you know I do everything in my power to make sure that our minds are focused and centered. Whenever we're listening to people, it's one thing to hear what people say, but you need to know where their source of information is coming from. You need to know if what they believe is actually biblically true, or is it just an opinion, or is it something about how they feel? Because an opinion and feelings are totally irrelevant when it comes to the truth of God's word. If we believe something, it has to be backed up by his word, and not a tradition, not a personal opinion, and not a feeling. Tradition, personal opinion, or your feelings is not scripture. Hallelujah. We're believers, so we agree with what the word says. Hallelujah. We walk in that truth, and we're glad to walk in the truth because it benefits us. Hallelujah. Amen. So before you can receive this teaching here tonight, you have got to have your mind made up that the Bible is right and somebody's wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. So we all must agree that the scriptures, the Bible, is the written word of God. Now, I agree that the Bible is the written word of God. Amen. And not only do I agree that it's the written word of God, but God has confirmed the word through the very life that we even live. We have seen too many things taking place, too many miracles, too many signs, too many wonders, too many deliverances, too many healings. So the Bible is right, and somebody is wrong. Amen. Amen. And we can always do all this without any religious arguments, schisms, disagreements, or divisions in the body of Christ, as long as we agree that the Bible is right. Is that right? Amen. Now, we never make excuses for the Bible. We don't have to. We never apologize for what the Bible says. So sometimes there may be things that are said that your flesh may not like, but that's telling you your flesh is wrong and the Bible is right. Hallelujah. That's what that's telling you. Your flesh is wrong and the Bible is right. Amen. So now that we've established the groundwork that the Bible is right, we can move forward. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews 13:8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And for those of us who are students of the scripture and understand the person of Jesus Christ, we also understand that he was God manifested in the flesh. Amen. Because the scriptures emphatically prove that. It says that over and over and over again. Amen. So Jesus Christ was God manifested in the flesh. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, meaning he does not change. Hallelujah. Now, only the faith of Jesus Christ will allow you to do what God has for you to do, what he wants his people to do. Hallelujah. Now, to answer some of what faith I personally am, I can only answer one way, and that's Ephesians 4:5. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Is that right? And who is that one Lord? Jesus. And so we have the faith of Jesus, and we are baptized in Jesus' name according to the scriptures. So there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And I don't know.